Good morning. It is 11:21. On 11:21:24. Yeah. Thursday the 21st, 11:21 a.m. 11:21. Yeah. I sat down for breakfast around 6 and then realized it was 9 o'clock. And I'd been through breakfast, a snack, another snack, there's just something so comforting, I guess is the word, engrossing, and it's sinking into wandering in. I'm into book 11. Yeah, I think so. Book 11 now. I'm coming to the end. I'm coming to the end. I've got like 3 or 4 books left. And then maybe I can actually do something else. Should be an interesting change of pace. It's a little chilly. It's 44. Sun is out. It's a lovely morning. I'm not wearing my parka today. I just got double fleece, triple fleece, if I count the one under my hoodie. And the sun feels good. It's warming my fingers slowly. It's chilly. It's not cold. I don't have much to talk about today. Nothing too much to rant about. Lots to worry about that I can't do anything about. Somewhere there's, sounds like a trash truck. Yeah, trash truck. Saw some geese earlier, 4 of them. Headed for the pond, I think. There's definitely more geese around now than there were a few weeks ago. And yeah, I'm here for you. I like to see them. I don't remember the last time I had so little inclination to actually talk. In spite of the broken up morning, I have actually been in to visit Roger a little bit this morning. I'll probably do that again. I got a baked bread. I was going to do that before I got too far into the day. I was waiting for my wife to wake up, so I didn't wake her up by clanking bowls in the kitchen, which is my normal. Bread baking is rather noisy in the beginning. Nothing fancy on the bread work today, I don't think. Just bread. I have been looking into how to make sourdough less sour. And there are several techniques, all of which I am not doing, which make sourdough less sour. What makes it more bread-like and less sour-like. So I may try to do some of those things and see if I can't come up with a sourdough that I like, that works better. I made a mistake in my last batch in terms of not putting the boule in a basket so that I could just dump it out, and instead tried to pull it out and put it on the sheet. And the cookie sheet was hot, so it cooked the bottom more than the top. The bottom crust was pretty hard. Flavor wasn't too bad. The flavor was pretty good. The kids liked it pretty well. They didn't actually eat the whole loaf. It was good. I made a beef stew, beef barley stew, and it was good with a beef barley stew. Hearty loaf, hearty stew. Worked out good. I still like to come up with a little more yeasty profile than I'm getting. The einkorn flour, I'm not sure. I'm doing 20% einkorn. So 200 grams of einkorn in 1,000 grams of flour. And the rest of it is just plain King Arthur organic bread flour. And I'm not getting the same profile. I'm not getting the same weedy profile that I was getting before. I wonder if I... Of course, I'm not sure now. Did I do 200 or did I do 300 last time? The more whole wheat, the grainier it is. I don't know if it'll give it an extra flavor or not. The einkorn doesn't come in a bread flour form. It's either whole wheat or all-purpose. It might be interesting to try a bag of all-purpose and see what I can do with the einkorn flour altogether with, you know, augment it with 20% whole wheat or something. The whole wheat is actually a higher gluten than the AP. So, I don't know, maybe. It's kind of expensive. And honestly, I'm just not sure it's worth the extra expense. As much as I'd like to support ancient grains, I have a feeling we're going to need them sooner rather than later. Shoes are tied. see if I can tie it up before I trip on it, fall, break my neck, or an arm, or a rib. Whew. But it's funny, I still look forward to my toast every day. For a long time, it was toast and peanut butter and banana. And then I was like, peanut butter is so sticky in a dry mouth. The banana helps cut it a little bit, but it's definitely time to switch to oatmeal in the morning rather than Chex and blueberries. Blueberries are getting, speaking of expensive, that's an expensive hobby. Nice sun here on the Eastern Reach. Protected from the breeze. Got sun on my face. Rather pleasant. I'm glad I made myself get up from away from the computer and coming up on it, get ready, say it with me. Monk post. I made myself get up away from the computer and make the walk this morning while it was still morning. I was so close to skipping it. Today is the 21st, so today is a potential skip day, but I'll put it in the bank. I may wind up burning it tomorrow, but the weather's pretty good. I kind of feel like I need to take advantage of the weather while it's not sub-zero or blowing snow or some other ridiculous thing. I think I mentioned I did get the rye going. And I also took the rye that I didn't plant. I only planted about half of what I collected. I mixed all the seed heads up. So stuff I picked early in the year, stuff I picked later in the year, all went into the bag and I crunched it up. Shook the bag, mixed it up real good. I only planted about half of it. I just took the seed heads and dropped them in the soil underneath, scraped away the layer of leaves, and then put the layer back over it to try to keep it safe from birds. But the rye needs cold weather to germinate. So I left the seeds out. I left the bag of seeds out in the garage. So even the ones I don't plant should have enough winter cold to trigger germination, and maybe I can get some more going in the spring. We'll see how that works out. I like what they've done with this side garden here. They've laid down a bunch of landscaping plastic and punched holes in it to put in some shrubs. It looks really good, and I think those shrubs are going to look really really good when they come up. I keep trying to think of what I'm going to do with the landscaping on my house, and it's like, I'm thinking I ought to focus on what I can do to have some edible landscape. Talking to the kids, so we might put in some of those tall raised beds. We have a couple good places for them. Getting some sort of rainwater collection going for irrigation for next summer. It's legal to do it. It was like, why would it be illegal to collect rainwater? Apparently in some places it is. And even here, there are some stipulations. Colorado will let you put in a well, but you have to file a registration to register your well. And there's no way I want to register a well here in the city, because we're sitting on top of a natural gas reserve. And I don't know how far I'd have to go down to get water, but it would be hell if I picked up gas. And I don't think the city would allow it anyway. So the whole thing is moot. But think about, you know, it's like, all right, what if we were going to do anything, what would I do? And it's probably like go out onto the plains in some unincorporated land, buy an acre or two, build an earth ship, throw in some solar panels, maybe a windmill. Windmills are tricky. Windmills, you'd think windmills would be good, but the maintenance on windmills is pretty steep. The maintenance on solar panels is pretty steep too. They do degrade over time. So they would probably have to be replaced, but perhaps not for 10 years or so. And maybe the price will come down. Maybe the premise of solar and roll will come to be. So some interesting designs for solar panels is that as they heat up, they lose power. Putting them over crops actually keeps them cooler and helps the crops grow better, which is good. We like that. And adopting some tiny house technology, some ideas from tiny house. We're living in, 1,500 square feet, 2,000 square feet, something like that right now. And that sounds like a lot. I'm trying to do math in my head, and it's not working because my head is not working. I'm just sort of dubbing along here. But I already have, I've got a half acre lot. I've got a house that's paid for. I'm trying to think of ways we could sort of help things along. Maybe it would be worthwhile to put in the solar panels on the eastern side. We wouldn't get much over the course of a day, particularly in the winter, but in the summer there would be a fair amount. house is really oriented wrong for them. But there's more than one way to harness solar, and plants is certainly a good one. I've got a big blank wall facing south. If I could figure out some way to put in some sort of solar grid on that and have it be useful. I looked into making tofu. I do have tofu in the fridge now. I'm going to make some tofu and chickpea curry, I think. I've got a sweet potato I need to use up too, so I can throw that in. Probably do that tonight, just to give it a try, see how it looks. I've seen several recipes for it, and it looks like basic curry, same way I would make chicken curry, only use tofu instead of chicken. I don't really have to wait for it to cook. I just need to wait for it to warm up. And chickpeas gives it a little texture. Garam masala for flavor. A little. I could do a stir fry. I don't have a really good stir fry sauce, so. I have some rice. I cooked a bunch of rice the other day. I could do some fried rice, maybe. Tofu fried rice. Celery, mushrooms, onions. I don't know. Let's see. Well, there. I did manage to make it back. I hope today isn't as crackly as apparently yesterday was. I double-checked to make sure that the microphone was fully seated. So I think maybe the microphone was plugged in, but not quite snapped in, as it were. So with any luck, today's audio will be a little bit better than yesterday's, even if I didn't have anything really good to talk about. Anyway, I am at the back gate tomorrow with another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.